This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. And we are here broadcasting on a Thursday morning to great radio stations all across the country in my flagship Tampa, Florida radio station right here in Studio E. We're broadcasting to those great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. So thanks very much for tuning in to us, myself and Kyle Warren. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe on the Third Watch. Now, you, to everybody that's out there working right now, doing whatever you're doing on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And that goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women out there getting the job done, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail to the post offices to get your mail today, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, let's not forget either our Amazon warehouse workers, as well as our Amazon drivers out there delivering the packages that they deliver all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook radio show page. And we're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. You'll find us on Getter. You'll find us on True Social. And you'll find us on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And don't forget, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page is alive and well, too. And the Captain's America Third Watch website is alive and well, too. So there you go. And in the meantime, we're going to drift on out there and pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. And good morning to you, Mr. Kyle. Yes, sir, buddy. Okay, we're going to let them go back in because it's a nice warm night here. And we don't want them to get sweaty out on the porch, and I'm sure they don't want to get sweaty out there either. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we want to thank our great workers out there doing the job, getting the job done, and doing everything that they need to make sure that we get all the stuff that we need today. And it's a Thursday, Kyle, the first Thursday of the month. And what's that mean?
Well, it means it's time to go to Mixins.
All right, and here we go.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All right, and of course, Jeff gets excited when we have more than one girl at the table. So there you go. Now, let's kind of get into things here a little bit. Donald Trump that's not going away, none of that stuff. But how is it that China could retaliate after the Taiwanese leader visited the USA? Because she came yesterday, she gave a speech.
Join the Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm or down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
Poor Jeff is excited tonight. Jeez.
That's right. Well, and it just ran two times, so it's right there with the song, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Well, you know, China's talking about retaliating. Retaliating how?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they do have a lot that they could do. I mean, certainly they're already building up. They're already challenging the U.S. Navy on the high seas. They have made all kinds of terrible remarks about the Taiwanese official coming to meet with Kevin McCarthy. One Chinese official captain even going so far as to say, you can't say the Taiwanese president. There, no such thing exists. You know, I think they're getting ready to boil over there in Beijing.
Well, they can't do a whole hell of a lot. If they do, it's World War 4.5.
Well, no kidding. Well, you know, they're also kind of caught. China's economy hasn't been doing that good. They've got all kinds of other issues. They are talking tough. They are building up. And because they seem to be inexorably bound on this course to, quote, reunify Taiwan to mainland China. So if they are going to be short-sighted, if they're going to be myopic, they could put everybody on a collision course. That's a very real, scary possibility.
Did anybody stop to think that maybe Taiwan doesn't want to be unified with China?
Well, yeah, obviously they don't, and I don't think that they should have to be. They launch planes near Taiwan because this was happening in America and so forth. So it's all about posturing and trying to scare the Taiwanese, but hopefully it's going to work out better than what we think.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Absolutely.
I was waiting because I got the music coming up in my ear here. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And, of course, Jeff is so excited. I think we'll let him do it again here. Here we go.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Don't forget, he also has MyStore.com. And right now, he's got everything he has up for sale at MyStore and MyPillow for sale, literally. Anywhere from buy one, get one to 30% off, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, and even 90% on some of the discontinued goods. Now, you can go and you can buy slippers, the high quality original slippers that he has to sell. You can buy up to 10 pair, $25 a pair, save yourself a bunch of money. And if you want to sell them to somebody, you can do that. You'll set yourself up at a flea market, whatever. Got the moccasins, the same thing. Buy one, get one, as well as markdown, let's see here, to $25 a pair, which means that you're saving over $100 there, too, as well. So lots of stuff to take you through and save money at. And then let's not forget that one other little thing, mystore.com, where you can go over there and you can buy all sorts of things for your house and your kitchen and your den and whatnot, and you'll be surprised at what you see there. You'll be very surprised at what you see there. So that's mypillow.com, mystore.com. Go over there and take advantage of the buy one, get ones and all the other things he's got going on. You'll be glad you did. It's going to save you a boatload of money. Now's the time to do it. Tax time. It's always nice to be able to save money. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Plenty of things that probably will take us into next year. China, we just got done talking about how they could retaliate against Taiwan. Their leaders, they're very ticked off that Taiwan showed up here to talk to the United States. That's not what they wanted. And, of course, the DOJ settling over a Texas church shooting to the tune of some $144 million. Remember the guy that was in the service that came in, shot the church up, and then killed himself?
That's right. I remember talking about it at that time as well. This was a former U.S. airman. The crux of the matter here is that he was able to obtain a firearm in spite of the fact that he had a criminal history, and that history wasn't properly communicated.
And a mental background.
Exactly. And so this was a terrible, terrible miscarriage that happened in terms of this ability of this person to obtain a firearm. And, yes, so now the Justice Department, it's $144 million settlement.
Yep. Now, the Ukraine has been training some 40,000 troops for a counteroffensive. They've been doing that in Europe, and they're just now getting ready to send them back to the Ukraine. That's going to be something. That's a lot of troops moving back and forth.
Well, that's right. We understand that they've had a pretty aggressive recruiting campaign too, trying to get troops over social media for in one particular case. But definitely, as we come out of the winter time and into the springtime, it means that the fighting could intensify greatly.
Wow. Okay. We'll have to keep our eyes on that one, too, won't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. The House Republicans have asked the Education Department about foreign cash being given to colleges.
Well, that's right. You know, there's always going to be a concern nowadays, especially because of some of the espionage issues that have happened in the past. But certainly the idea that, you know, if you're getting money from outside the country, are there any strings attached and so forth?
Well, I think that in lieu of the fact that we know there's 500 and some odd thousand students that are here in the United States, and that the majority of them we feel are here at the invite of the Chinese military, and that they're here doing nefarious things. We haven't heard a lot out of what happened with the Chinese military, the two installations that were attacked and whatnot, and some folks were hurt, wounded, or killed out there by you. But unfortunately, we do have that problem looming right now.
That's true. So I think a lot of these different things come under scrutiny, and hopefully people are going to be a little bit more aware of what's happening literally, but, you know, right under their noses.
Right. I was going to say, we got our bottom of the hour report coming up here. And then, of course, the next report after that will be the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're definitely going to talk a little bit more about the weather, because he who controls the weather controls what's going on wherever, right?
Certainly. That's right.
Yeah. And we've heard all kinds of things about people that may or may not get involved in the weather situation as it goes up the East Coast tonight.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, we've been following those tornadoes on yesterday's program and so forth. And tonight we're monitoring those severe thunderstorms that are happening. And it's just an awesome thing to see happen, because this is Mother Nature. It's just terrible.
Right. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you are listening to us here on your favorite station, wherever that might happen to be. And remember, if your station is not carrying us and you're getting us by some other means, get a hold of a station in your neighborhood and call them up and ask to speak to the general manager and say, hey, there's this show on at night and we'd like to hear it. And you might be surprised what might result as a result of that, right?
Well, that's right, and they can pick up the show very, very easily, can't they, Captain? So it's really quite easy to do, and if you make that request, we'll be eternally grateful, and you'll also get some great radio right in your backyard.
Yep, or on the Westwood One radio satellite at night. Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
Yep, and they can get that many different ways and have it broadcast right there like they're talking to us on the phone right now.
Exactly right.
Now, we unfortunately yesterday had multiple people killed in Missouri after the tornadoes went through, and we were warning everybody to take shelter and this, that, and the other. It has not reached that type of a crescendo tonight, but I suspect by looking at all the debris and all the different warnings and watches that are out there where they've been and where they are now, that we'll have to pick that up once it warms up and the sun comes out.
Exactly, yes.
And again, I hate having to read about this and do all of that, but that's part of what you do at night.
Well, and again, it's something that we have a real duty to do as well, and that is to bring the warnings out and try to make sure that, because we have that broadcast ability, to make sure that people hear everything that they can.
Yes, indeedy. Now, we've got a rabbi by the name of Mencken who told Newsmax that Passover is important to the families like the Homers, as well as the regular military that's out there. And, of course, they'll be on their toes today watching to see what happens in case something gets attacked along the front lines, if you will, in Israel.
Well, that's right. And Rabbi Mencken was talking as well about the Passover is important to honor the faith, faith in God and so forth. And, of course, the story of Passover, Captain, you know, the children of Israel being brought out of Egypt, out of slavery in Egypt. They were there for some 400 years, if I remember correctly, but they were delivered. And so that's what I think he's talking about as well. Have faith, and it's going, you're going to come out.
Right. Absolutely have faith.
Yes, very, very much so. And just an amazing story that is contained, of course, in the Old Testament, and of course, in the Jewish Torah.
Mm. Okay. Torah.
Right, exactly. But those kinds of things, though, mean something so very much so, because there was a hopelessness, of course, during that time when the Israelites were in Egypt, but there was the day came. I mean, that is a big deal.
Yeah, and again, when you talk about the day came and it's a big deal, that's the understatement of the year,
yeah,
I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's exactly right. And, of course, then they began their journey. We know the story. It goes on from there. But they began their journey out of Egypt and over to where the Promised Land was. And that's, of course, now modern-day Israel.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more with the Kyle Warren Show host himself, Kyle Warren. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Police say a woman is in custody after entering Trump Tower in Chicago with a rifle. It was reported earlier that the situation appeared to be a domestic-related incident. There's been no reports of injuries. Parts of Missouri are reeling after a tornado tore through the state Wednesday and left at least 5 people dead. Governor Mike Parson noted the recovery process could take a while.
I think when you look at the devastation of this, it's going to be weeks upon months to be able to recover. It's a long journey ahead for the people that live here.
Parson added that he spoke to President Biden, who he said offered any needed services. The tornado struck rural areas about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Gas prices could spike in the next few days. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut production will cause gas prices to rise by 10 to 20 cents. The average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. is $3.52. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, folks, I would like to heartily endorse Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They've just worked an absolute miracle for me with all the problems I've had. They're located at 38th and 66th in St. Pete. Now, their phone number again, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. And remember, ladies, they have a couple of female podiatrists on duty there. And if you're sick and tired of being poked around by men and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, and you want the privacy and conveniency of working with a female podiatrist, then that's the place to go. They also have men there for the men that want to see a man, but whatever. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615. give them a call. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to the telephone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we have a rabbi by the name of Mencken, Rabbi Mencken, who has been talking about Passover as being very important to honor the Jewish faith that's out there and what Passover is all about, and, of course, what Easter is all about. A very reverent day, of course, for the Jewish people all around the world, as well as other Christians.
Well, of course, and certainly as we were talking about last segment, exactly the faith that he's talking about, because when things appear hopeless, when you know things are really down, and of course the story of Passover about the children of Israel being in bondage in Egypt, you know, again for some 400 years, the Lord said he heard their cries that have come up from Egypt, and he sent the deliverer. There's just no doubt about it, and the rest is history, as they say.
Well, yeah, and of course, I know Fox produced just a magnificent movie that they played during Easter last year, and I believe they're going to play it again.
I believe so, exactly, because here we come up this at the end of this week. Of course, it'll be Good Friday, then Easter Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and a lot of people will be doing a lot of things with their family on that day. It's a religious day, but it's also a day where you have picnics and you go to baseball games and whatnot, and I'm sure that we'll see a lot of that going on.
Well, of course, and it's one of the things, too, Captain, about living in a free society and a place where you can congregate and do those kinds of things. And, you know, not to get too far down the list here, but this is one of the reasons people came to this country and founded this country. They wanted to worship as they saw fit, congregate as they saw fit.
Yeah. Now, there's some concern out there about the private payrolls in that they missed expectations back in March.
Yes, this is what we're hearing. The idea, of course, that you have some of the construction that is starting to wane a little bit. You've got those high interest rates. We've got all these things that are pressing down, and of course, inflation is really starting to hit hard as well. So that's right. So as we see, services and so forth, they've sort of slowed down and cooled off a little bit in March.
Now, Irish Joe Biden, and I use that term loosely, Irish Joe Biden is going to be visiting Ireland.
Well, you know, I'll just say this, Captain. We have a little bit of fun, too, right? We have a lot of fun, actually, on the show. Didn't Joe Biden pick up a quarter on the tarmac at Andrews or something?
Maybe. As a matter of fact, he did, and I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it.
Yeah, maybe he can use that for some spending money, but of course, you know, we got to tell Uncle Joe, Captain, that quarter just doesn't go as far as it did even a short 6 months ago.
And it probably belonged to one of those poor Air Force NCOs that were standing there at the bottom of the ramp saluting.
Well, he turns around, he goes to get it, and it's kind of like, yeah, they got a quarter. And it's like, okay, President Biden, I don't think he has to carry money for anything.
No.
I mean, I don't think he has to buy stuff, and I'm sure, and he doesn't even have to Venmo for stuff. I mean, it's all taken care of for him.
Yes, it is. Other people have the credit card, the government credit card, as they call it.
That's right. So, I don't know. But, I think it was a little confusing, of course, to those who have the real, very, very real responsibility of making sure he gets from point A to point B. Suddenly turns around, goes back the other way, and bends down and picks up some foreign object, at least at that point, off the tarmac.
Yep. Now, the RNC's Rhoda McDaniel, of course, she's the chairwoman, has talked about the Trump fight, which is firing up the GOP right now. I guess it is because Trump continues to gain numbers, if you will. He's gained 10 percentage points on both DeSantis and Biden.
Well, that's right. And it's not only going to fire up the GOP, and I appreciate what Rhoda McDaniel's saying, but I think it's also going to fire up people across the country, again, because they see Trump as an everyman. They identify with President Trump in many ways. Sometimes people don't like his personality. We hear all about these kinds of things. But generally speaking, Captain, I think President Trump has a unique opportunity, maybe in American history, as a former president, to come back and try to win again, but this time because he has broad support by people who see the corruption in the system and the corruption of these high-level elites that don't identify with people across the highways and byways, and President Trump could once again become their champion.
Yes, indeed. And it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out. We certainly have enough time for a lot of different things to happen, and I think it's going to get more interesting. I really do see Joe Biden losing a lot more popularity because gasoline has already gone up 12 cents a gallon since last Friday, and it's not going to be dropping anytime soon. So Biden has got himself a big mess going on right now with the one thing that affects most of the people out there in the country, and that's the cost of going from point A to B in your vehicle.
Well, that's right. Now project about a year and a half from here, and get in the thick of the presidential election, and gas prices are still high or higher, and they're coming up, and it's going to be at a deadline. The election is going to be here, and it could be a great source of disappointment for Joe Biden.
What's the price of gas out by you right now?
Well, just a matter of fact, and I was out driving earlier today, it was about $4.79 for the 87 octane. It goes up from there.
So you're definitely going to be looking at $5 a gallon out there soon.
Oh, easy. Easy.
Yeah. And it looks like we're headed towards $4 here in my backyard.
Yeah, and these are significant. These are tipping points. Right, Captain? These are tipping points where people say, This is it's too much. We were there before, then it went down a little bit, now we're back there again. What the heck is happening?
Well, what the heck is happening is greed, and it's the fact that we got a leader that has allowed this to happen on his watch.
Well, that's right, and taken steps to deliberately undermine the energy of this country. That's the lifeblood.
Yep, and we certainly can be energy self-sufficient again if they want to be.
Well, of course, it just takes the will to do it, and we've seen that it can be done. It's like Lindbergh flying over the Atlantic, for goodness sake. It can be done. And of course, now that President Trump got us to be energy independent, Joe Biden came in and threw it all away. But it can be done again, but it's not going to be easy.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more with Kyle Warren with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. The weather has changed again, not necessarily for the better in some places, but in a couple of places it has gotten better. So we'll be able to report all that to you in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know,
I used to pay $162 every month.
All right, so much for that idea. Oh, well, let's bring Kyle into the mix. That was Joan Jett, and I guess there was too many yas in there, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, a little technical difficulty. That is sometimes, Captain, as we all know, part of live radio. But yeah, that was going to be Joan Jett. So we'll definitely.
Oh, wait a minute. What that was it was a split with a commercial in the middle of all things, Kyle. Somebody wanted to sell some product, and then they then they came back with the music. So that's what I got that in there. But I'm telling you, she can just get it done, can't she?
Yeah, we love Joan Jett. No doubt about it.
All right, Mr. Kyle, what's going on out west? And I see not much, so this ought to be fast.
Yes, it will be fast. We don't have a whole lot on the map tonight, which is a good respite for a lot of people who've had a lot of different stormy weather and all kinds of stuff going on, especially in California. But we still see a lot of rain on the map right now, Captain, for our friends in Seattle, Washington. It looks like it's cleared out to be now just a little south of there through Tacoma, but still down through Longview, Portland, down through Salem, Corvallis, and Eugene, if you're coming down Interstate 5 there, and a little bit more down near Medford right now. So do be careful out there. It's still high wind warning that's going to be west of Cheyenne on I-80 there in Wyoming. So do be careful out there.
Well, you know, just when you thought it might not get any worse anywhere else, the storms have gone away that we talked about last hour and the hour before that. And what we've got now is we've got a lot of rain, a lot of heavy rain, starting out in eastern Texas, coming across the northern part of Louisiana, up across the southeastern corner of Arkansas, over into the northern part of Mississippi, the northwestern corner of Alabama, the central part of Tennessee, and then it just stops right there. So what was way up the line is no longer there. However, we do have some winter weather to talk about up there in North Dakota, because there is a winter storm warning on I-29 from Fargo straight north on up to the Canadian line. And then you got snow in the northern part tonight of Minnesota. And that's right across through the Twin Cities, I might add. You got snow in the upper peninsula of Wisconsin, snow over in the upper peninsula of Michigan, and some cold weather in the middle of Missouri to run right straight across the central part of the state. And we also have a freeze warning over in one state west of that, which would be Kansas has got some cold weather tonight. And way up there in Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont, you've got snow, and it's snowing right now pretty good. And we've got some wind to speak of around Cape Cod on down to Long Island, and then it kind of skipjacks on down to North Carolina, where we do have some stormy weather right there along Cape Hatteras tonight. And hopefully that'll be gone a little bit, because it's got nowhere to go but out in the ocean. And then we do have some fog to speak of tonight, Pensacola over through the west tip of Alabama. So all the way across Alabama over to Pensacola, Florida, you've got fog on I-10 tonight. Be careful. All right, Mr. Kyle, first of all, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget you want to join up with the My Rewards Plus app from the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com to learn more about it, find out terms and conditions, and download the app today. Again, that's pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, your program can be heard how?
Simply go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you got your podcast over there. all your other different things and different ways to hear you on the different radio shows, too.
That's right. Yeah, so come on over.
Yep. All right. Well, I want to mention that tonight we expect to see some interesting things developing again. Weather-wise, of course, you never know what the heck's going to happen, so we'll keep our eyes open about that, number one. Number two, I am sure that we're going to still be talking about Donald Trump and whatever it is that the fallback will be on all of that.
That's exactly right. It's going to be with us for quite some time.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Stay low.
Thanks, Captain. You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You appreciate him. Appreciate what he brings to the program. And, of course, we're going to go over here right now. And we're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So, good morning to you. Whoop, wait a minute. That's Denise trying to call me on that line. So, let's see. Are you over here?
Good morning.
All right. You're on two lines at the same time. How about that? That's neat. That's neat. All right. Well, it is what it is. Donald Trump cruising along. Doesn't look like as if a whole lot of stuff was going to happen there, but certainly there's a lot of discussion going on, and we're watching these poll numbers of his just jump.
Yes, and the money coming into his campaign, correct, and
yep.
Volunteers.
Yep, lots of money. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So are you surprised with any of this?
Not on that side, no.
All right. I'm a little surprised at the money, number one. I knew that he'd get some. I didn't think he'd continue to get the amount of money that we're seeing. But I guess maybe that's a good thing. That's a pleasant surprise on his part.
Yeah. I think the volunteer piece is what kind of surprises me. I mean, people sometimes are lazy and will just throw money at it. But I think they've got in excess of 10,000 people that are volunteering to campaign for him and work the streets and the signs and all that kind of stuff. So
yes,
yeah.
they do. It's well over 10,000. It's around 12 or 13,000. The number continues to grow, and I do know they've got a whole bunch of volunteers down in Mar-a-Lago right now that are saying that they want to go out and do something.
Florida's one thing. I don't think you would necessarily have to worry about Florida. It's the other states.
Right. But, of course, there's a lot of people coming in from outside of Florida to Mar-a-Lago. We're finding out about my friend George down there is telling me there's a lot of people from out of state that have come into the area. So that's good.
Well, they may be here, too, for spring break, since we seem to be still doing a lot of that.
Yeah, it could be, and then they take the volunteer atmosphere home with them to wherever they're going. We'll see how that plays out. All right, hold that thought. I got music coming up in my ear here. I'll be right back, folks, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we hope that you get a chance to get out and take a look at the weather and enjoy the great, great, great stuff we got going on down here.
And stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.